Welcome to Season 3 of the Chai Break Podcast. We're excited to engage in more inspiring chaivisations around our cross-cultural experiences.
This season, we're diving deep into an often gray area and a taboo in our culture, mental health and well-being. So, join us on our mission to break the barriers and get comfortable in those often uncomfortable spaces. Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Chai Break Podcast, where we've been sharing chaivisations around mental health this season. If you've been with us from the start, you know that both Rama and I have been big proponents of journaling as an essential tool for both mindfulness and your mental health.
Yes, for both ourselves, it's been something for me. And as you all know, I have a teenage daughter, Ananya. And so it's been something great for both Ananya and I to kind of take on journaling, and especially Ananya, because I remember her when she was probably 4 years or so, she was talking about feelings, and this topic of journaling came. And ever since, she's always had her book that she can go and, you know, kind of pour out her feelings. Mm-hmm. And that's greatly helped her.
Yeah,
totally. And I've seen the firsthand benefits of it all. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
It's such an important tool, right, to pass on to our kids. In fact, I feel like over the last year or so, I've nudged Dia towards journaling her emotions because she's one of those big feelings kids. And when she's having a hard time expressing herself, I feel like journaling kind of calms her down. Whether she's expressing positive emotions or negative emotions, it's a great release mechanism.
Absolutely. So on that note, we have with us today, Seema. Seema is a chartered professional accountant in Canada, living with her husband and two boys. Hi, Seema. How are you?
Thank you both so much. I'm excited to be here.
Seema is committed to staying mindful, and she's been helping families be mindful one journal entry at a time, which is going to be the crux of our conversation. Her goal is to help families manage stress and anxiety. And oh boy, don't we live in that times now. And she does this by teaching healthy coping mechanisms at a very young age for the young kids, the young adults. By journaling together with your child, you're not only modeling a healthy habit for them, but also becoming someone they know they can always trust. So Seema, it's such a pleasure having you join us for an interesting conversation about mindfulness with kids and mindful parenting and how journaling has an impact there. Before we dive into talking about your journey, Seema, in launching this parent-child journal, we just want to have a few questions for you that our audience would be most interested in hearing about, especially, you know, what's been like, what prompted you to doing this journal. So welcome, Seema. It's great having you.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here and to talk about this today. It's a topic that's very dear to my heart. So I think that's perfect.
Yeah. And like you said, you know, everybody has a reason why they start what they start, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, even before knowing what your background is, I can already tell that there must have been a prompt. So What has your mental health journey been like? And was journaling something that was part of your routine in early adulthood?
Yeah. So I can say that since I was able to write in grade one, I would say, or younger, I have been journaling since then. So I used to journal at school. My report cards would always talk about it. I would journal at home. I just always loved writing and expressing my feelings. I felt that it always helped me. I grew up in a family of four girls, so that was very busy. I was the youngest of the four. So always lots happening. And so I've always just loved writing my thoughts down. It's always helped me kind of cope myself. I'd say I've probably taken some breaks. Like, it's not been every single day of my life that I've journaled, but I definitely have gone to it whenever I was really struggling, I'd say. That's always what gets me through it. So in regards to my own mental health, I think I've always been a very high achiever, high performer, and it served me well throughout my life. And I feel like after becoming a mom, I kind of realized that a lot of that stemmed from me feeling anxious. So I feel like I've always kind of had that, and it's helped me perform and do well. But once I became a mom, I feel like I felt I needed to slow down a little bit to really enjoy the moments with my kids. And I also didn't want my kids to kind of feel that way as well. And I started to see my eldest son feeling like he's very similar to me. And I feel like he also performs very well, but he was starting to have some of those anxious feelings too. And I was like, okay, we need to kind of pause and we need to do something to help him kind of deal with these feelings, deal with a little bit of that anxiousness. And journaling is what I started to turn to for that. That's what prompted this.
That's very interesting, because would you say that since creating this journal, you know, even before launching it, you know, for the world, but even for your family, what is one of the biggest changes you've seen in your own family dynamic?
So honestly, it has made us just more connected. It's made us calmer. Like, I think the act of journaling with my son before bed, and we miss some nights for sure, and we feel it when we miss those nights, but when we're doing it, we feel more connected. It flows into the next day. It just brings us back to the moment when we're doing it. And I feel that just like kind of continues, because it's bringing us aware to the now. It's giving us that quality connection time. And it's bringing us so close, because I feel like with him, he has big feelings, but he doesn't know how to express them or want to talk about them all the time. And so it's sparking different conversations. Like, our entire home, I think, has changed after doing this with him. All of us are just calmer, more aware, more present. We're more present of where our focus is during the day, trying to keep our phones away from us when we're with our kids during the day, and recognizing now when they're having tantrums, because I have two, they're 4 and 7. When the younger one's having a tantrum, or he's acting out, or either of them are acting out, now we're like, okay, before we probably would have yelled or been upset or annoyed or frustrated. Whereas now we still have some of those moments, but it's much more moments of, okay, they're not feeling connected to us. So what do we need to do? Let's talk about this. Let's get together. Maybe we don't journal in that moment, but we're now, it's the practice of it. It's just made us more mindful during the day.
That's very pointed moment that you talked about, because I feel like journaling today is such a hot topic when it comes to mindfulness, and everybody talks about it, right? And there are so many journals with, you know, very pointed prompts for people.
Yeah.
But I don't think before I came across your page and what you're doing and the journal you put out that I actually even thought about a parent-child journal.
Yeah.
So can you give us an insight as to, like, you know, how you started this venture? Of course, you thought about it because from your own family experiences, but then to, like, you know, go with science-backed, like, you know, stats and, you know, to actually put it out there and creating this, what was that process like?
Yeah, so it was a lot of learning, I'd say, for sure. So I think the way I started was wanting my son, realizing that he was feeling anxious. And so I was like, okay, I know journaling has always helped me and I feel like it'll really be beneficial for him. So I started to ask him to journal at first. So I was like, okay, Vihan, go write down what you're feeling right now. Just take this book. Here you go. And he doesn't love to write. He's more of a math kid. So he'd kind of do it, kind of was into it, kind of not. And then we did that for a while. And then one day I was like, okay, let's sit together. So we were both side by side and he started journaling and I started journaling. And I was just writing about what I was having, like what happened that day to me, how I was feeling. And then he was doing it. And it was such a huge difference. Like, just seeing he lit up, he was so much more interested in doing it because I was doing it with him. We were spending quality time with each other. And so that's when I got the idea. I'm like, okay, I need like a proper place where we can do this every day that's set up with nice prompts for us. And that's what gave me the idea for the Mindful Parent and Child Journal. And so from there, I did some research, or a lot of research. And I found that there was nothing like this kind of in the market right now. So there were a lot of journaling books for kids. You know, some of them are like pass back to your parent and do them at different times. But there was nothing where it was just simple, not overloaded with a million different things in there that they're trying to teach you or whatever. It was nothing that was simple and nothing that was side by side for you to do together. So that's where I kind of got the idea for that. And then I did a lot of research on a lot of studies in mindfulness, in the art and the psychology of journaling. So there was a lot of studies and research. Like, I have a bunch of resources that I leaned on for that. A lot of ones that helped me define the prompts that I use. So one of the prompts we have is, what are you most grateful for today? There's been a lot of research studies on gratitude and how expressing gratitude, being aware of it, can make you more happy in life. And that's what I want for my kids. I want them to be happy. So a lot of our prompts are really based on a lot of these studies on what people need to feel happy, to kind of reduce anxiety. Some of the studies I found even talked about how journaling was beneficial for your immune system, because you're not holding on to these emotions and feelings and you're actually releasing them in a healthy way. So it was really mind-boggling, I think, some of the stuff I found along this journey.
That's really cool, because as you're talking, my mind is just going back to the age of 4 for Ananya, when she kind of had all these feelings and she couldn't formulate it or articulate it really well. And, you know, it comes out in tantrums. It comes out in a lot of saying no, no, no. And then when you really boil down and give them a pen and paper, then they start writing the feelings.
Yeah.
It seems like the concept here is more of connecting. You know, it's also, the benefit is also that you journal, so you're able to de-stress, bring out those feelings onto the paper. So it's not a stuck emotion inside. But at the same time, with the parent-child journaling, it's kind of the connection that you build.
Yeah.
You know, so I just want to get into the intricate details of this, because I was always under the impression, and I'm still in that impression, that when you journal, you are giving your most intimate, deepest, darkest secrets on a paper. So it is a moment for you to just be by yourself and do it, versus doing it with somebody else. And it's really not a secret. It's kind of you sharing some, you know, dialogues between each other. And I never, you know, I stay away from trying to open. I know where the journal is, my daughter's, even now. She's a teenage kid.
Yeah.
But I stay away from trying to look into it, because, you know, I see that she can pour some of her secrets. So she's probably not even comfortable talking to me. But how does that work when you do it together?
So that's why I'm starting young with him. So I want him to feel comfortable. Like, I'm thinking about our future, and I see my sister who has older teenage kids, and I'm like, I want my son to feel comfortable coming to me with anything and everything when he's older. I never want him to feel like he needs to, of course he can have secrets if he, you know, he's not, whatever, if there's something that's personal to him, but I want him to share that with me too, if possible. Right. So even like a simple example of something that happened a few weeks ago here, he was upset. He loved school and he didn't feel like going to school. He kept kind of complaining. And I was like, what is going on with him? This is not like him, that he's like, I don't want to go to school today. I don't want to go to school today. And so we went through the day. I kind of sent an email to his teacher giving her a heads up that something was off. I'm like, I don't know what it is. It's not like him. Like, is something happening? I don't know. And he wouldn't say anything to me when I was asking him. He's just like, I don't want to go. Then that night when he came home, I was like, okay, let's get our journal out and let's journal together. And so he started journaling and he wrote that nothing was great. Like, nothing was his favorite part of the day. And when it said, like, the last one is, what could have gone better today? And he said everything. And I was like, okay, well, that's like, these are short responses. I'm like, can you write down what you're really feeling? And then he wrote down a couple of names of people from his class. And so then I was like, okay, I'm like, what happened? Did something happen with them? And then he started explaining what happened with them. So someone had called him a name and it was really bothering him. Like, this was a few days of buildup. And so that was a secret to him. But him putting it down there, I was like, let's talk about this. So we talked about it. We talked about what you could do when you're in that position with somebody. And then I spoke to the teacher about it. She had the two kids come together. They talked about it at school. He came home. He was so happy. And I was like, do you see? I'm like, sharing with me, talking to me is so, it's helpful. Didn't it help? Like, in the end, what was the result? He was happy. He went back to school, like, a huge difference. Mm-hmm. And had we not journaled, I don't know that he would have felt comfortable to tell me. So it's almost like this creates a safe space for them to share what they're feeling. And at this young age, like, I want them to share everything.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully as he gets older and things are more private for him when he's way older, I'm hopeful that this journaling habit will stick with him and he'll always be able to write in a book, and maybe his mom doesn't see it one day. But for now, and as he gets into those, you know, young adult years, I want to be there for him for anything that he's feeling or thinking and know that it's safe to come to me.
That is beautiful, because I think that is the value I think this journal really brings, is the connection that's built, because journaling is not a very uncommon, you know, an outlet for expressing feelings and emotions. But what you're bringing, a specific point here, is that you're giving a tool to parents to be mindful together. There are many tools to be mindful together, but journaling is a very successful tool to be mindful together. And you're giving a book that both can use together at the same time, not just be mindful, but help break that gap of communication and connection.
Mm-hmm.
So that's great. I absolutely love that.
No, it's made a huge difference for us. And that's the feedback we've gotten from a lot of the parents that have used it. Like, some of their kids love writing, some don't. but they're like, they've been turning to it kind of in their bedtime routines or before bed. They're like, let me journal. Even if it's like one worded answers or whatever at a young age, right? It's bringing them together and bringing them closer hopeful that that's going to last into all the years that come with their kids.
Now, since launching, you know, you're talking about, you know, you've got such positive feedback. Mm-hmm. Has there been one or two stories that really stand out to you as to how your journal has helped families? And, you know, in that moment of you, has it kind of reaffirmed that need that, yes, you know, this is why, you know, you need a parent-child journal?
Yes, I have, for sure. So I know one that sticks out to my mind is one where they didn't really have a good routine at nighttime. So they weren't always reading books. It was kind of all over the place. The timing of bedtime was kind of all over the place to their child. And since they started using this, they're like, I don't know if it was just the fact of journaling or having like a consistent routine with it, or maybe that we're doing it together, which I think it was probably that they're doing it together, but their child was just so much better regulated at night, and it helped them create a routine before bed. So they're doing it together, and they're just like, it's changed our bedtime routine for us, which has been really helpful. So that's been another kind of, I think, again, it's the bonding. I think it's the quality time, because I feel like nowadays, families and parents, everyone's so busy. Like, we're so busy, right? We're always on our phones. We're always doing all these things all day. You go to work, you send your kid to school, you come home, you're making dinner, you're cleaning up, okay, go to bed. And the child doesn't always get that quality time. So I feel like with that particular individual I'm thinking of, this gave them that quality time before bed that their child is probably seeking. And that's just brought them closer together, which is what we want.
A couple of questions that I wanted to ask, I want to make sure that I don't miss that. Yeah. Is what's your background, Seema, in regards to this? Like, you know, in general, what's the education background and stuff? You know, did that help you in getting to where, you know, you are right now with this mindful journal? And if, you know, what are some of the challenges? Like, you know, this is a thought, an idea that's just sparks, right? Mm-hmm. And you find that it's helpful. But how did you kind of, what are the step-by-step formula that you, or action steps that you took to bring it to a journal now that the public can use for overall benefit? Like, walk us through the granular details. Sorry, go ahead.
No, that's okay. Yeah, so a lot of it, like, I'm a finance professional working in the corporate world, living a busy lifestyle, was working like 50, 60 hours a week. So I think that's really important for my story here with this one. I don't have a psychology degree or anything, but I've been journaling. So a lot of it's been just personal experience from my entire life of journaling and living a hectic lifestyle where I wasn't always mindful. And then becoming a mom of two, that experience on its own has given me so much. It's just been so valuable. From the point of wanting to build this journal and knowing that it would help the public, and a lot of research that I conducted. So I trialed with a lot of different parents in the GTA, like in my area. It was a big journey learning how to develop this. I'm not a publisher. I haven't written a book before. So learning how and where I could get that done. Even before that, I guess we talked a bit about all the research I did on the psychology of journaling and the benefits of it. So a lot of research went into that just on my own. I did a lot of that, listening to different podcasts, reading a lot of different studies that had been conducted. I can name a few that I had done. There was one from 2005 from Bikey and Willem. They talked a lot about the benefits of the psychology of it. So how can lower blood pressure, like things I didn't even know journaling could do, and maybe it was already doing for me. I talked about increasing your immune system. So things outside of even just the emotional regulation part. So I did a lot of research there. And then when it came time to building this journal out, I first started with a very basic model of it by having the journal on rings. So the questions I developed through my research, and then I went to different vendors to find somewhere where they could print this kind of basic one that I could trial with different parents. So after doing that, I knew that I wanted to build it more into a real book and have that published with a proper, you know, ISBN number and all these different things I didn't know existed really or paid attention to before. And so after I did that, I did a lot of research online looking to see where I could publish the journal in a proper format. And I looked at different publishers that were there, but they're more for like storybooks, right? So it wasn't really for a journal like this. So I ended up going through a self-publishing company that I found in the US. And through them, I was able to design it myself. So I designed the entire thing myself, the cover, the inside, everything. We even have some pages at the front that talk about goal setting, mindful affirmations. And all that was me. Like, it was me spending a lot of time, kind of things that I've probably thought about throughout my life. I think I probably should have gone into psychology or something. And I'm in finance, but so I put that together. I got it built out. And then, like, it's still a journey for me. I'm still learning. I'm hopeful that I'll be having a contract with a bookstore that's nearby soon. And through them, they've taught me a lot about getting the ISBN, putting all the copyright detail in there. So I've done all of that now. And it's a journey. I'm still learning. But it's been interesting.
How long did this journey take, Seema?
So I think the idea for me was in my head. I mean, the journaling aspect, me wanting to create a journal, I don't know if I ever thought that I would do that before. Before my son was probably, I think it was when he was sick. So it's been like a year and a half, I'd say, from beginning to now where we're at today. Like that day when it came to me, when we sat down together and I started journaling side by side with him, that would have been a year and a half ago. So from then to now, I've gotten here. So, wow. And I have a full-time job. So this is something that I'm doing on the side of raising the kids. Yeah. But it's just brought so much like peace in our home and calmness and to all the families that have tried it out. So I really just want to help spread it and help people nurture their mental health in their homes.
Yeah, no, I think it's very interesting. You said you went the self-publishing route. Yeah. So I think you're the second person we talked to, because our previous guest, Mrinal Gokhale, she also said the same thing, you know. So she's not from the background, but she went through the self-publishing route. And I think that is something that a lot of people might not know about.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you might have an idea and you really think that you have to be like this famous person to like get a book deal and do all of this. And that's the only route. So I think it's nice that more people like you, you know, are coming out and saying that, no, I went the self-publishing route and there's another way to do this. Right.
Yeah, and it's not easy because it's a lot of networking, a lot of trying different things, right? Like it's to get it out there. Yeah. But it's fun and it's helpful. So it doesn't feel like work to me.
Right. I think that was my next question. Like, how are you like, now that it's there, out there, how are you spreading the word about this? Perhaps introducing it even to schools, right? And because that's where you have access to children and parents and parent groups. Like, what are your efforts in that area?
Yeah, so I've done a couple of presentations at a couple of local schools here to the parent councils. So I've been spreading it that way through the Instagram account that I have, the Mindful Parent and Child. A lot has been through that. A lot of it has been through word of mouth with people that I know. I've gone to local, we have a naturopath kind of clinic that's very women focused nearby. So I've placed it there as well. So that's been helping. And then I've walked into different bookstores where I'm hopeful that the contract's going to go through soon. I can't talk about it, but walked in there and just shared it with them and talked to them about that. So that's been also kind of a big one. I've gone to a couple of shows that have happened on the weekends nearby, like a South Asian market that we had. So I've just been doing different things like that as I have capacity. I can't do everything that comes along, but as I have capacity, I do it on the weekends. And then, it's been a journey.
So where do you see yourself going from here with regards to this particular project that started as a passion project? Is there any big long-term goals, or you just like right now it's just like, I'm just doing what I'm doing right now. I don't know where this is going.
I think what I had written down a year and a half ago and what I wanted to manifest at the beginning of this was having it available in bookstores. Mm-hmm. So I think if I get it there where I wanted to, even for a little bit, I think that's going to kind of the goal that I wanted from this, to have it available in people's eyes visibly. I don't know if I have a goal if I want to sell a million books. I don't know if that's my goal. I mean, we're in the hundreds right now. But I mean, that would be great. I just want to spread the word and help families find more mindfulness, to be honest. Like that's my goal. Right. So I'm just going to continue doing what I'm doing, reaching out to different places and just trying to spread the word, I'd say.
And what would you say is your message or a takeaway that you hope families, you know, gain from using your parent-child journal?
I would say that you want your child to be your friend, obviously not in all regards, but in a lot of regards. You want them to be your friend. You want them to trust you. and wanting, like, having that bond forever so that they come to you and are comfortable talking to you about their feelings. Because mm-hmm. I think we're so focused on marks and grades and we're busy and do this and be in the activities and do this. And it's all great and good, but are we taking care of their mental health?
Yes.
Like, I think I want parents and families to be like, is that a priority to you? I hope so.
Yeah.
Because I find that if you have the rest, but you don't have, you know, a good way to cope with stress.
Cope, yeah.
And with anxiety, all these different feelings that you might have as you grow and mm-hmm. as you work, then you're not going to be really happy or successful. Like, that's kind of what my hope and takeaway is for families.
Very good.
Yeah, that's so great because... I'm a big believer in what you just said, because beyond the grades and beyond everything else, are we equipping our children and ourselves, right? As we go through this journey of parenting, you know, from little kids to teenagers and all of that, are we equipping them to go through the ups and downs of life?
Yeah.
You know, and especially I think as in the South Asian space, in the South Asian culture, we celebrate successes, but how many times are we, you know, have we been given the tools to also deal with the downs, the failures in life, right? I feel like that is a bigger success if you can equip your children with that, you know?
Yeah. To be resilient, right?
To be resilient.
To work hard, to be resilient, mm-hmm. to have, and to be able to talk to your parents. Yes. Like, I don't want them to ever feel that they can't talk to us about what they're going through or what they're facing. I want them to, we're here for them. And my husband doesn't journal with them all the time, but he'll do it once in a while. And I find that that's kind of, it's good too. I mean, it's been more of me with my son, but whoever it is, whichever mm-hmm. parent I think mm-hmm. is helpful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also builds the emotional intelligence for the kid. Yeah. And I think that's another big aspect to this. So, so where can, we're in America, you're in Canada. Yeah. I know you mentioned that your journal is available in a few bookstores. Where can folks buy your journal besides the bookstores?
So right now, we have it on Etsy right now. So you can purchase it on there.
Wonderful.
And I think most people have just been messaging me through Instagram. So just a message on Instagram or email to my mindfulmoments2016@gmail.com. Like, we have a website, you can email there. And I've been able to fulfill all orders.
That's awesome. We'll make sure to add the Etsy link Etsy link and your Instagram handle in the show notes so for people to access it.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for taking this time. I think what you're doing is a much needed gap in the market. So it was really amazing to hear your story and it's so inspiring. I think I've not been, very consistent with journaling, you know, or nudging Dia to do it. Maybe this will motivate both of us to, you know, do it ourselves and, you know, give that push to our kids too.
It's nice for 2 minutes, I think, even. Yes. Like, we don't spend hours on it, but even a couple of minutes, I find. I know my four-year-old now is like, I want to do the mindfulness. So I'm like, you can't write properly. So I'm like, we can talk about it. I'm like, let's talk about it. What was your favorite part of the day? Yeah. Tell me. So we'll be doing it verbally.
That's nice. That's so good to hear.
You know, they doodle at that age. Yeah. When they're four. I remember when Ananya journaled, like, she started doodling. She started, they just sit and like, kind of just draw something and then slowly the conversations just start coming out.
Yeah. Yeah. Slowly they'll start opening up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's really nice. It's lovely meeting you, Seema. And
you as well.
Congratulations on this launch.
Thank you.
And taking this big step for all of us actually.
Yes.
So one person taking this step is actually helping, you know, hopefully millions.
Mm-hmm. And you're leading the way. Better. So
you're leading the way. So it's very inspiring.
Thank you both so much for having me. It was so nice to have this chat.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And for our listeners, we'll be back with another Chivization very soon. Until then, bye.
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 Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed our Chivization as much as we did. Please let us know what you think. It means the world to us.
Yes, and join the Chivization on our social media channels, where we discuss the many facets of mental health and well-being and share our collective thoughts. If there's a topic you'd like us to talk about, write to us at chivebreakpodcast@gmail.com or DM us on our Instagram account.